Okay, der Tal of the Dose was over here on my bike. Come also nach Manolo Saver, the Ovid La Mahani. Okay, a bias is anything called also. Don't nach Manolo Saver, anything that tells do not do in Ovid Mahani. A bias says you do it, Mahani works.
But it's better than I'm just saying. I know it's nothing to do with the toll map, but what's about a lab where there's like a person to marry a sister? There's Kedusha. So that's a basic lab over here? What are we talking about over here? We're talking about a lab.
Any lab.
Any lab.
Any lab.
So even if a person does Kedusha on a Chayvik Krisis.
So you wonder exactly what kind of lab we're talking about here. So what does Rashi over say? Rashi is nothing. What is Avid? What is Sase? Mahani? Masha? Also you call the locket. Okay, so
only something that we need to put
Malchus. Call Chayvik Krisis locket. It's not so. Anyone's Chayvik Krisis gets Malchus also. So therefore, or in Echonami, we work.
You need to get.
Person marries a sister. Chayvik, so that's a sugi. I don't know. That's a gavus sugi. I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer. It's machlokes. The akiva is a shalom mamzer. Halacha lemaisa we pass them. That's not chal. Halacha lemaisa is no shadow of that. We pass them. When it comes to malchah, we hear the shalom. Let's see. We have examples. Kol milsim rachman loisav liyav mahani. If it does mahani, how do you know that? What's the makar? The makar you get malchus. The fact of getting malchus shows that you accomplish something. Otherwise, why you get malchus?
These like maybe because you didn't have
it. Let's see the nechrami. Let's see the gemara. You're right. That's what it says. These like daidach lemahani. Am I lucky? Rav Amar, the havayas the abayv Rav. Kibi is the havayas. Rav says no, lemahani. It does not work. Why not? Lemahani. Yalkagam, this is the halacha we pass like.
No, you only pass like a bayit. Yalkagam is not one of the yalkagam, is it?
No, or not. Okay, so Rav Amar Loimani does not work. The immediate why all the hide the lucky mishum the ovar a member drachmano. You what you want to say? Because you try to violate. Okay, that's the basic machlokes by Rav. You yisoid. We even just to come today to learn this yisoid machlokes hilka by Rav. Try to clean your hair. I'm trying to clean my hair of all the shagas I was listening today.
I'm not sure exactly which, maybe it's with Zara?
Hey, how are you?
Where? Maybe this is
No, Kufman, I want Reshman, you got the wrong one.
So I get you the other one. Right?
This is, Tess, give me yours.
I'm just a minute of that, yeah. And then I'm going to, then I have another share, then I'm coming, so that's, he's probably going to get late.
You're
happy to hear your voice. And this is your new number, your new telephone number?
You had
sent me this number actually. You
Simon
said
Reichman.
I think. I'm in the middle of the shear right now with somebody. I'm just started at Dafyomi. Dafyomi, I apologize. I wish I could come on with you, but we'll do it tomorrow. We'll be in touch tonight. I'm very happy.
So the fact that you are getting Malchus is an indication that you have accomplished something. Rav says, no, Rav Amar, loimahani midi, the vahai de laki mishum da avar, a member of the Rachmanihi, you even remember Rachmanihi. So you hear Mamashim, so you don't stick a machlaikis. Between Abai and Rav, what is the Malchus of Malchus? Here, what is Malchus? Is Malchus something which is the product of accomplishing something in this world? You have to accomplish something. If you accomplish something be'isser, then it triggers a punishment of malchus. But if you did not accomplish anything be'isser, you try. I tried very hard. I tried very hard to accomplish an aveira, to accomplish something which is kineged the rotzon abayrei. There's no malchus. The malchus of malchus, the rotzon to violate Hashem.
That's rather racist for rotzon.
Rava is rotzon. So over here, this is mamish dvarim andim bruma shel ilam. And this mamish.
Excuse me, can you give me a
Reshman?
Reshman.
Okay, so this is a machlokes, this is a bayin rava, and the truth is, malchus is yisurim. It's part of the teicha. We learned yesterday's daf. Hiflo shem es machlokescha. So the person is, what is the person suffer in this world for? Machlokes the bayin rava is natural comes to malchus. Malchus is just one manifestation of suffering in this world yisurim. Malchus comes to hiflo shem es machlokescha. It's the same. Remember the drasha. Gzeir shava, v'hifla v'pidu ashefet. He called lefanav. Kedei d'shasay. So therefore, you learn over here that when a person in this world he suffers yisurim, is it because he accomplished something against kenegli d'rasim? Is it because he wanted to accomplish something? All yisurim in this world is a chelek, is in a bezrayu of malchus. Malchus is from the Bezdin. The Bezdin gets hold of you, they give you Malchus. The Bezdin is not going to do it. Banish Lailin gives Malchus. Okay, so therefore, this is a Merdika you said over here, Machlekes with the Rava, and this also comes to define, if you want to understand the verse, this Machlekes comes to define the personality of Abayin Rava. Abaya is a man of action. Abaya, he's not into Machshava. You have to remember this, because every time you have Machlekes with Abayin Rava, you're going to come back to this Yisoid. Rava is in the oil of Machshava. Abai is in the oil of Maisa. So remember, use this Machlekes, Abai and Rava, as a Yisoid to fataych all the Machlekes in Abai and Rava. The Havayos, the Abai of Rava, the Havayos, the Abai of Rava is Allah b'machshav, the Ebesh, when he created the world, there was Allah b'machshavtoi, and then there was Allah Maisa. So now the shayla is, what is the hanhoga of the welt? The Eibishter is the manik. He's not just the boire, he's the manik. When the Eibishter is the manik, is he the manik lefi the machshava, or is he the manik lefi the lemaisa? The machshava was midas adin. Hashem said the welt cannot exist, so he's mishtani tzarachamim. Okay, very good. Now Hashem enters as the manik. Is the Eibishter the manik the welt lefi the machshava or lefi the lemaisa? This is the machloikis Abayin Rava. Abayin says lefi the maisa, Rava lefi the machshava. And this approach to life, this hashkafa, affects everything that Abayin and Rava says in Ganshas. Okay, so we have to look out for this yisoid. Meisrei. Now he has a kash. Oynes shegirish ishisho. They have a maisel of machlokes, and a woman, a man is manas a woman. He's manas. What is halacha halacha? Is the pasuk over here says called yamav. He has to marry her. A man is manas a woman. So what's the punishment? The punishment he has to go. He's not allowed to be separated from her. This is also a very big dogma for. I once heard a Rashi says that a person he goes and he looks on the internet davar shein the royal to look at. You know what the punishment is? In the next world, you'll be with her. That's who you want to be with, the shiksa. The shiksa you want to be with, you want to go see this movie star? Okay, so you know what? You know, the derech sha'adam reitze leilech shamalichin oitzai. And could you imagine the busha uchalima in the ilim emes, the person sitting next to the shiksa? Okay? Why? How do you know this is the emes, what I'm saying? It's the parish of oinis. A person is ma'anis, a woman. You force yourself upon this. I want her. And you want her, even though the Abishal don't take her, don't do that. You go, I don't care what you say, I want to go have her. So what's the punishment? Oh, you want her so much? You know what? You could have her. Call Yamav. Taka, you can enjoy her. So Taka, enjoy. So you hear what it's over here? So this is a murder gazach. Let's say Taka divorce. So the halacha is im Yisrahu. If he's a Yid, machzir ve'in aloike. So therefore, it's not a grusha, so he has to take her back, and he does. Now, here's the pelt gazach. Ve'ene loike, he doesn't get malgois. Why? Right, it's a lav. Oh, so you're eating over here now, you've got it's a lav. Hanitid, but the Gemara is not saying that. The Gemara is saying, since the Gemara is very difficult, over here, let's go back to one. We'll come back in the Fatah in one moment. Now, here's the Gemara. The Iyamarta came with the other Amem Rachman, the lucky. If you say like Rava, you're over the Rotz of the Ebishtah.
Very nice that you can marry
Hanami Lulke.
It's very nice that you can marry her.
Very nice, take it back. But since you over, since according to you over Hashem's wrath, and even though you accomplished nothing, you what did you try to do? You tried to divorce her. Okay, so according to you divorced her.
But it's Mahani. Why is it? You see, it is Mahani.
So to you after the Rava, let's see the Rashi. Let's see the Rashi. This is a very clear. This Gemara is dripping like honey with lumdis. Fataych, what is going on? You threw out some very powerful words, which I'm not sure are no, it's a Pesach. Pesach.
If we just step back for a second, the point over here is You're talking about Yavid Mahani, Yavid
Loi Mahani.
Okay, so
Dinim Lui Kedushin.
So according to exactly. According to Abaya says it's Mahani.
You do need according a Daya Kedushin.
It's Loi Mahani.
Oh, that's Shabbat. Over here it's Mashma. That is the sticking point of the Sugi. It's over here. It seems to be Mashma that according to Rava, you also need to make a new Kedushin. It seems over here that everyone for let's see the Rashi. Kolaimat. Hainami Lilki. Oh, Rashi says that word means, like he told us, Kulumar. If you're going to read the words literally, you're gonna be in a bitter place. If you're not going to inject an elaboration upon the Pshat Gemara, you're not gonna know what's going on. Kulaimar, Tinach La Bai the Mahikad the Mahani Lilki. Lochi Tony Hakadin Lake, you're not gonna get Malchus. Why the whole Mahani my the Ovid? Oh. Now, why not? So Rashi over here says, at least according to our gears, before we see the Bach, Sheyocholach Zira. So Rashi is the Murti Gazach. Rashi over here is saying a whole new tide. Sheyochol. Abaye was the one that says, Yavid, Iyataki, Mahani. So therefore, Sheyocholach Zira, since you're able to take her back, so therefore that is called Loi Mahani.
No.
That is called...
Yavid Mahani. But still, despite the fact why? It's Mahani, it's Loi Lucky.
Why? Because the Yochel is a murder gavart.
Because there's a Lavanita class say. Is it a Lavanita?
No, who's eating that? Why are you saying that? That's a side cash you could ask. But he's Rashi over here is coming to Matayshon a murder gazach. If not for this, you will not know what it means. The call Mr. Mechel saying, you ask the cash to me, what exactly does it mean? Your kasha called Mills the Mechel Yavid Mahani Lamahani. So we saw that it did nothing. You accomplished nothing. It's obviously that the Gemara over here is teaching us not what it means.
The Torah says Leyuchel is Shalcha. He was Mishaleicha. Right?
Let's take a step back. Okay, you ask the cash. A man goes and he marries. Let's not talk about the case of Chayvei Krisus. Let's talk about the case of Chayvei Loisas. Everyone agrees that Kiddushin is Toifes and Chayvei Laf. Is a kohen allowed to marry an almana? Let's discuss that case, okay? A kohen, a gush. Is a kohen allowed to marry a gusha?
No.
Now, so let's say the kohen goes and make me something more fresh. A kohen marries a gusha, gives a kedushin. According to Abaya, what would you say? Oh, this is the machlokes, Abaya and Rava. According to Abaya, kol mils the mechon lo savi oven mahani. Oh, you married, mazel tov. You married. And Mele, you want to get divorced now? You need to get krisis. According to Rava, if the Torah told you not to marry a grusha, you're not allowed to marry a grusha.
I was going
to
ask that question.
Right? No, the Gemara's not going to ask the question.
Is that one of the 14 questions?
No, it's not.
Why not?
What?
Why not?
Well, let's see. Let's one step at a time. So what would you say? You would say that according to Rava, let's go to Hamini. We're going to marry according to Rava.
Is this a phenomenon called the Cholol? So obviously it's Mahani.
No. What do you mean? It's a Bia. Even if they're not married. If a Koyen is Baal a grusha and has a baby,
okay.
What's the baby?
A Cholol.
A Cholol. So it's not totally marriage.
But if he marries her, he could marry her. It's also
chalo. Okay. So the child being a chalo has nothing to do
in
if he married her or not.
In a chanavi. Yeah. The classic chalo is where he does marry her.
Okay, that's the class where he marries her. But let's say he doesn't marry her.
Okay, and so if he doesn't marry, that's not our subject.
Now, here's my question.
Torah asked him to marry a grusha. Okay, so he married.
My question to you is, does he need a get? Simple question. A man...
100%.
What?
100%.
According to Rava, in the Havan, according to Rava, why? According to Rava, Rava says the Torah told you, do not isha chalala v'zay, grusha chalala v'zayna lo si kachu. Lo si kachu. So if you learned, before you came to the shir tonight, when you learned the sugi, you've heard since the time you were in kindergarten, they taught you in kindergarten there's something called a kohen is not allowed to marry a grusha. And the sheet of Rava, called milsa the omer achmona loy savi, the omer loy mahani. So what would you learn in kindergarten? What did you learn? What did the little teacher in kindergarten? That according to Rava, you're not married. That's typhus. So now the Gemara is megalit to us, this is sheker. This is richtig. This is not emes. A man marries a grusha, even according to the Halakha Rava. The Halakha Rava, you're married.
Aye.
You're married.
Aye, Rava.
So what then does Rava mean? What then does Rava mean? that so what Rava means, is, what do you have to do now, according to Rava? You have to divorce her. Everyone agrees you have to divorce. Okay, so we have not really found the case. Here will be the first application. We're now going to introduce for the very first time an application where there will be machlokes in the Bible, because we're now revising the machlokes. Until now, we came into the shir, and I'm assuming that you came into the shir assuming that you do not need to get. Correct? We came into the shir assuming that according to Rava, you do not need to get. Now it's in Skala, but according to Rava, you do need to get. Oh, if you need to get, so what then is the chilik between Abai and Rava? Both according to Abai and Rava, the Torah told you not to do it, and you did it, and it works. You're married, you need to get. So what then is the chilik? Here's the chilik. Let's discuss a new case. The new case is where a man marries an oines, is a ma'anis, a woman, and he marries her, as the Torah says, ma'anis her. And now he divorces her. Torah says, don't divorce her. You're not going to divorce her. So he violated Hashem's ratzon. He divorced her. Correct? He divorced her. So now the question is, what do you do now? What do you do now when you divorce her? So, well, the Torah says, marry her again. It says, call Yamav. Go marry her again. You divorced her. Very good. You're divorced. But there's now a new mitzvah, I'd say, for you to marry her again. So it turns out, here is the only nafgamina. Everyone agrees that the Torah tells you don't do it, and you do it, it works. I divorced her, so we're divorced. If I married her, I'm married to a grusha, it's married. A Torah told me not to divorce her, I'm divorced. But guess what? You have now another obligation to marry her again. Marry her again, like giving teichacha. Give teichacha even 1,000 times. Keep on doing it, keep on doing it. Therefore, even though technically, by giving her that piece of paper, the get krisos, the man is divorced, he has an obligation to marry her again. Oh, he's marry her again. So according to Rava, you should get malchus. Because kol milsim rachmon lois av i ovid loy mahani, meaning that you have to go marry her again. You have to marry her again. But you therefore you still got malchus. Why? You have to go marry her again. According to Abaya, do you have to marry her again? Yes. Do you get malchus?
No.
Yes.
According to Abaya, that was goof for his point.
Right.
Abaya's goof for his point was, these sulky daitach, like Mahani, am I lucky? Say, over here, it was, there's no malchus over here.
Why not?
That's Rashi's first point.
You did not accomplish something.
Why?
Because you have a mitzvah. Exactly.
Right.
But according to Rava, that says...
It's not important whether Mahani or not Mahani. It's not important at all. What Mahani?
Mahani is not the technical.
Exactly. You have a Mahani. How does that relate to this? What did he do that Torah says, Layucha l'shalcha? Okay? So he did it. Okay?
So now, what is the rule now in this case? What does he have to do now? He has to go marry her again.
Okay. So there is a possibility to rectify the lav. So why is
exactly.
that?
Exactly. So it's not rectifying the lav. They don't have to come on.
That is a lav.
You just gave the answer to your question. Okay. You gave the answer to your question, lav hanitically asay.
Right.
This is not a lav hanitically asay. Nowhere does the Torah say, if a man divorces this woman, oh, now, for the very first time, we trigger a mitzvah to marry her.
Yes.
What's the love of the mitzvah to marry her is the original mitzvah to marry her.
Right.
Lav hanitically, I say, is only when you stole something
and you got to pay it back.
But if I didn't steal, I don't got to pay back nothing. Right. Over here, I have to marry her, not because I did the lois say, because that was the original mitzvah.
So the issue,
the Gemara here is coming to revise Machlokes Abaye and Rava. The din of Malka is not totally in it if it works or not. Of course it works. The issue over here is, when you, practically speaking, have accomplished nothing, are you going to get malchus? That's how the Gemara is coming to redefine the malchus.
Rashi is so concise.
According to Abaya, that says hechad mahani little kid, that where you have accomplished, you get malchus. Because in this case, Yitaka did not accomplish.
Mahani my da'avad.
Tola mahani my da'avad.
Which,
why
which
not?
Which is very difficult to understand.
Sheyochel achzira.
What does it mean, loy mahani? It is mahani because you have to make a new kedushin.
Right, but that's exactly the point. Loy mahani, mahani does not mean if your actions, everyone agrees that your actions works. It means in the big picture.
So both Abai and Rava,
right,
when they say Iyavet mahani or Iyavet loy mahani,
it's
what,
the big picture.
Nothing to do with...
The Torah told you to do so. Wolbi and Afkamina, which is a grusha. Where he's a kohen.
Right.
If he's a kohen and he marries her. Now, guess what? I outsmarted the Torah. The Torah told me...
According to Abaye, he would get malchus now.
Abaye would say you get malchus.
Maybe according to Abaye, it's like the Kamal Zomar of it, like Mahani. Abaye says it is Mahani. Maybe according Abaye says it is Mahani. According to Rava, he says not Mahani, so maybe according to Rava, he should be able to talk and marry her again without it.
Mahani and not Mahani is not a vort in the Maisa work or not.
Interesting.
It's in the big picture. Let's take a step back. What is the goal here in this situation?
And
to marry her?
Says, Rav Amle Mahani Midi says the Arsgol, Eina Me'ila Klal. Eina Me'ila Klal.
What? In what Klal?
Eina Me'ila.
Eina Me'ila?
Me'ila.
Does not help. That's how Rashi says, "L'kol matay nichlem b'kol d'abay d'yom t'zeich d'mahani lilki lachi g'tani hachdein like it." Because he doesn't help. Why didn't it not help? Even though technically the divorce was a valid divorce, but the original mitzvah of marrying her has to be done again. So you never got rid of that mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to marry her. Have you ever gotten rid of that mitzvah? No.
You could potentially.
How?
But if she went and get married somebody else, then you can't.
That's not you doing it. That's her doing it. If she marries someone else, that's not your problem. That's her problem. That's not you doing it. That's another partner. Ela l'rava d'am l'mahani, that says d'loy mahani does not. D'loy mahani doesn't help. It means that the high d'loki d'mishum d'aramem d'rachmana. According to Rav, the reason why a person gets malchus is not a vort in whether you have accomplished or not accomplished. It's a vort that you even Hashem's ratzayin. So in this situation, did you violate Hashem's ratzayin by divorcing? You did. Who cares that now you can still rectify? You can still go back to your original and say you expressed your desire to violate Hashem's words. And yet what does is it's according to all opinions, you do not get malchus. So this is a moiridik akash on the hilkat of yeah? So what does the Gemara answer? The Gemara answers Tivdurava. Amul Kharava answers Shani Hasim the Amar Kurz in the Pasa called Yamav. Stay in Torah that called Yamav to the Pasa after going married because it's special assay. This is a special reason why you do not get malchus, even according to Rav that says that just the rotzoin of the Eibishter is enough to get you malchus. This case is the exception because the words kol yamav are extra to teach you.
It's davka sheyiluchel eshachet lemeshach kol yamav. And if you send her away forever, then you were over. Until you sent her away forever, you were not over.
So kol yamav.
He was never over in the lab.
Kol yamav. So therefore, you never yet even the lois say. That's why this is an exception, even according to Rashi. Rashi lo yuchal shachol yamav the mashal the kol yamav lo yuchal shach the imgeres yachse the kol yamav ba'amoy v'hachzer koi. The law was always an action. Ve'elkoch lo avar amem rachmana yitaka we're not because this is not the same with the rest of your life. Okay, I'll be Alma, but normally, now these are very critical words of Rashi. Rashi's coming to follow through, and Rashi was saying, Chiddush, Afagav deloy mahane, vadai loike. Even in the situation where deloy mahane, where your actions have accomplished nothing, vadai loike, mishum de avar member de Rachman. So the word over here is, you are not yet oiver on Hashem's member. What is Hashem's member in the case of Oynis? Kol Yamav. Hashem's member was, you can take a break in the middle. Basically, you can take a break in the middle. That's what it says. You can take a break. But, so you're not over, I'll call Yamav, unless it's going to be forever. But if you go and you marry her now, and then you take a break, you divorce, and you marry her again, you never will over, mod nazach. I told a guy, I wish for Masa, he got married, he's married for 50 years. So he says to me, yeah, it's a taka big simcha. What's this? You know what the simcha is? They were consecutive years. That's what he says to me. consecutive years. So it's not a joke. It's Mamash Gemara. It's Mamash Hilchos Rashi.
They attack an old couple. They were married. They got their divorce for a few years and they got remarried. So attack a hold of people already.
Consecutive years. So over here, look at this. This Gemara to Rashi. Rashi is incredible. Mamash Rashi says, Rashi is saying is that the only oiver on the Memu Rachmana if you Megarish or Kol Yama. But if you take a break,
if he will die,
not having married her, then he'll be over when he dies. But or if she will die, put it better. Let's say she dies, so now it's too late. Let's say he goes as Ma'anasar, and then she dies first. So then, when she dies, immediately at that moment in time. So now it's no longer possible for this man to marry her. So now it's going to be called Yamav. His whole life, he never will have married her because she died.
So they won't get Malkus then, obviously.
No, he will get, well, it's a Lashem Amais. No.
If she dies, he'll get Malkus?
What? Yeah. If she will die, he did a Loisat Sik.
But if she got married, he won't get, also won't get
Malkus. Also will get Malkus.
If she gets married to somebody else?
Yes, because he did a Loisat Sik. He did an Aveir. What was
told me before, that's her problem.
So I made a mistake. He did an action. What was his action?
Yeah, let's
he gave
I
her
hear,
a get.
I hear you.
Okay.
Vaiter. It's only because he has a father and a mother.
Kol yom abaya, afraid of abaya, ilav, yomar, rachmona, kol yom, I still need the pasuk. Ilav, rachmona, kol yom, also isur hud yavalei, but he did not there. He taka did not there, but he boil the hader. If not for the pasuk kol yom, I would say he taka did not there. He boil the hader. If he boil the hader,
Rav taka holds. Because if Rava would learn like Abaya, he'd have a problem. Because
it's right. So therefore, right. So he knows what is Rava. So he's nervous. No, Pumfakir. When it says Lo Yichol Shachol Yama, the Taka means automatically.
He was not over there.
Rava
says the Taka was over.
Okay. Lishtach. Now we have another lashon. Meis Gerash. All the way around now. Oynei Shegerash. Im Yisrael Hu. Machzir Ve'in Aleikin. If he's a Yisrael, so therefore he has no problem whatsoever with Machzor, he can take it back with the Leike. Avim Koyenu Leike Vein El Machzor. If he's a Koyen, he gets Malkos. The Koyen gets Malkos. The Ein Machzor. Ketani, it says here in passing, Im Yisrael Hu. If he's a Yisrael, Machzir. Oh, if he's a Yisrael, he should be Machzir. And it's this. What does that mean? What is so? What is it? What, according to this Lashon, what are we learning? If he is a Yisrael, he should be machzir. So that means he accomplished kol milstim rachmono i'ovid loy mahane, and it's telling you you should be machzir. More is now this lashish is an entirely new point of the machleis abayin rava. And this point is, why should he have an obligation to take her back? Who machzir? We're not focusing on the malchus. In the first Lashon, we were focusing on the Malkus. In the second Lashon, we're focusing on what is his obligation going forward. According to Abaye says, Kol Milsa, the Osa Rachmana, I Ovad, Abaye says, I Ovid Mahani. Right? Abaye says, Kol Milsa, the Om Rachmana Loi Sabe, I Ovid Mahani. It helps. If it helps, he should have no obligation to remarry her. The Torah told me, do not marry her. I did not listen to you. I'm exempt. I'm done. I'm done with that. And yet, what does it say in the Braisa? It says Machzir. Oh, but according to Abaye, once you did it, I'm done. I violated the Torah's law. I'm done. To Yuvda Abaye, the Gemara says, no, it's not a kasha Abaye. According to this law, it's not why. Because Shani Hasim, the Yom Akra, the Rechonam, called Yamav, Be'amad Ve'achzer. V'rov HaMalach. Rav says, Taka Kol Milsa, the Osir Achmoni Ovid, Loimani. So it makes perfectly logical sense why he has to marry her again. The Lishna Achrina, we're not focusing on the Malkos. The difference between the first Lashon and the second Lashon is the Malkos or the Loisavit. V'rav Amar, Amalach, so why does the Pasuk, Rav need the Pasuk, the Pasuk, E loy kosev rachmona kol yamav, how many nilulki v'lahader, if Nafi would call yamav, I would say lilki, he should get Malkos. The Malkos. So therefore, Loi Mahani means, and of course he has to marry her again. But at least he should get Malkos. That's why we need Kol Yamav. He never was in violation of the memory of the Rachman to begin with. So that's why we need the pasuk called Yamav. How I mean the look of Uchadizah, the Havilei Lav Greda. The Chassidut says, Lo Yuchal L'Shalcha. It says, the Havilei Lav Greda. There's a loisa say. He was over the civil Yuchal L'Shalcha. Aha, he caused a crowd called Yamav. L'Shavuye L'Oynes L'Loisa say. Ah. Now comes your handling words. How did you know the Gemara would say this? Rabbi Shol Liman, you have Ruach HaKodesh. The Shama is connected to the most helical places in Shemayim. Were you learning this? L'shavuye lo'oines, to teach, to make lo'oines. L'lois ha'seh, shenidik li'aseh, de'en legin lo'av. Now that is mamish pumfa carried from the way Rashi learned the Lishnuri Shaina. In the Lishnuri Shaina, Rashi never entered into the sugya of lav hanitik liase. We explain why not, because we needed to say that it's not a lav hanitik liase, because we needed that in Abaya. There, the vart was the original assay, the original lois assay was never triggered. Here, according to Rava, he says kol milsim rachmani avid loy mahani. So Rava can't say that. Rava has to say that the lois aseh was completely violated. Completely violated. Because
not,
he holds kol milsim rachmani lois avid i avid loy mahani, and you get malchus, and you do get malchus. So over here, so therefore loy mahani. So therefore, it makes perfectly logical sense why he has to marry her again, but you should also get malchus, because kol milsa derachmano lo yavid, lo savid, yavid lo mahani. So you should get malchus, though. You should get malchus. So why? So why taka do you not get malchus? La, I think we are saying. The next sugi is a person separates truma min haral yafe. The Rachman Amar Mikol Chelboy. It says Yimafrish min haral min haral yafe. The Rachman Amar Mikol Chelboy in Geirun Loi. You now Yimafrish min haral yafe. Utnan. So this is a loy sase. So now the question over here is only Mishnah. Ain time min haral yafe. V'imtadam to masa truma, oh, alma mahane. So you see that it works. A raya to the shita of Rav, shrei abaya, alma mahane to yufta the Rava, amucha Rav shani yosti amucha Rabbi Eloi. Gzeres hakasa, that it works. Gzeres hakasa v'diyama Rabbi Eloi. Minayin l'tam min arola yufta shetum masa truma shneimar leisisul of chait. You're still going to get a chait. You are going to get a chait. Oh, when you're going to get a chait, it's not how it works.
Why can't we say he's in chet? Because he went to connect the rotzon Hashem.
No, chet automatically means you accomplish. So the marvel is coming to the friendship between the word chet automatically, according to all opinions, means you accomplished. Okay, the Torah gives you a loisas that we have a dilemma. We have a dilemma. Have you really accomplished something? Are you mevatel the proceedings further? But the term, it's a matter of language. It's a matter of language. The word chet automatically means you have accomplished.
Interesting.
So the fact that it says chet means you've accomplished, therefore the Torah is indirectly teaching them, when it comes to being mavish min arala yofe, it's mahane. Okay, so
it's an exception to Rava.
Correct. Now the question we're looking at Abaya. Why do you need the word chait? It works because kol milsa the amar achmanu leisavri avid mahani. So who needs the word chait? So the right answer, according to Abaya, you know, Abaya, you love the achmanu leisavri avid mahani. I would say a hachi amar achmanu avid mitzvah and a mufchar. Do a mitzvah, you're not called a chayte. In other words, Abaye, it's for sure going to work. But are you called a chayte? You're a sinner. You just.
I would think that when the Torah says mikol chelbay, that the mitzvah min amuvcha.
Yeah. To go and call a person a chayte, just because you're not mafkin from the best, chayte ad kedei kach. That's not fair. That's not fair. You love you love. No, that's exactly why we need this pasuk to the megale that the person called the chayte. Good. Next gemara. Next kasha number three. The fat of the oil. So the Gemara makes a drasha. What's the drasha? It says chelev yitzar. Why is the word chelev in connection with the yitzar? Let's read the entire pasuk. The whole pasuk reads on the side of the Gemara. Pasuk on the side it says kol chelev yitzar, chelev tirosh, v'dagon. Why does it say chelev twice? It says chelev by yitzar and chelev by tirosh. Why the repetition to teach you that you now? Yeah, exactly. Why the word chelev twice to teach you? In other words, mutanan ein tarmin mimin al shena minai v'im taram. Ein truma say truma. Right? Who? Shitas Rava. Akash and Abaya. So if we live in the Muslim, I'm going to give you the Abaya. I'm going to give you the Abaya. This is the exception to the rule. Reishi Sam is an exerus akosa that in this instance, Loi Mahane. Okay? Right. Next sugya. V'chenem Rabbi Avloi, Reishi Sam. Fine. Well, the Rava, so the question was, why do you want Reishi Sam? Rava anyway says it's Mahani. Well, the Rava, according to Rava, Kol Muzim Rachmoni Yavid Loi Mahani, Ulu Rava, Yilad Rachmoni Reishi Sam, Avamina Tirosh V'yitzar D'chitzil B'chil 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 I would say it had him a high loy lucky cause of monoreshi some leading chelov chelov zem. Okay, so that's why you have to have both words. Since it only says chelov by the best, by tirosh and by yitzar oil and wine, does not say by grain. So I would say that if you mafresh different types of grain, one or the other, barley and wheat and barley, or you mafresh one of these two things on wheat, will be okay. That's why we need the extra word. And the Gemara does not follow through. Does not follow through. What would the other man, what would Abaye say for whatever reason? I guess we have to assume that's a gili milsa. Once it is chelev by yitzar, by tirosh, the same halacha will apply across the board. Lishnach Rina, ha tirosh v'dagon, the chad chelev k'sibu, ha tirosh v'dagon, the chad chelev k'sibu, it says the word chelev. Only one chel. It does not say a separate chel for dagon. So maybe I can be mafresh from one or the other. Tare mechay lahai, cause of rachmano reishi sam. Same idea. It's the lishnachris. Is the lishnachris saying anything different than the lishnalashon? Not really. I don't think it's saying anything different over here. The Rashi over here says. The Rashi over here explains. Hachin garsinon avol tiyosh gedlo dachal chel k'sibuhu kiloy mar the bein tiyosh dagon lo k'sibuhu elachad chel the k'sibuhu chel tiyosh dagon. Aim, I would say the motzi tarim mehayachayim v'dogim al tirosh, or mitirosh al dogim v'dogim al dogim. The kul midi degonim midnei degonim. There are types of grains, even wine. Here, chiddush, even wine. Chazal are coining a type of dogon. This is a very important gemara. You have to put this to memory. The gemara says that tirosh wine is oichit an extension of dogon. Okay, it doesn't seem that there's a difference in the Lishna Achrina. The Lishna Achrina is saying exactly the same thing as the first Lashon. Next sugya. Varecharamim. Going to now number four. Are you keeping track of the numbers? Lama nikru talmidei chachamim seferim. They know how to count. Like Count Dracula.
I have to count
every day. Baita. 1 to 10. What's a haramim? Dam rachmona lo yimachav lo yigoel. If you give it, you're not allowed to sell it? Is that a chet? Two zachen. two zach. Number one is lo yimachav, lo yigos. Now, what does lo yimachav mean? Don't sell from one person to the next. And lo yigos means don't redeem it. Don't redeem it once.
How can you sell it if you already were machrim it?
What?
How can you sell it?
You can't. What do you mean? The base hamigdash. Let's see Rashi. Chemi kohan kechena. Over here, by the way, Rashi learns over this chemi kohan. Rashi is chemi kohan. Okay. So, a person, I want this to be a cherem to the kohen. So, what is chemi kohan? Chemi yisrael. No, that's not the case here. There are two types of. Look at the Gemara. The Gemara says explicitly. The Gemara here is following the Mandam that says the word charam of Yehutu, charam of the
Shulam of Yehutu. But we could be, there is a charam to Bedek Abayis also.
We're not in a Hanami, you're correct, but that's not what we're discussing. Rashi is choosing, Rashi is coming to clarify. Rashi, charamei kohanim, Rashi says. He has different gears in our Gemara. Our Gemara just says, Vahare charamim. Diyam rachman lo yimach lo yigoyal. Rashi, v'tnan, charamei kohanim. That's the same thing, charamei kohanim. Okay, so the movie is Darsh in the past, the Charam, referring to Cherme Koyhanim, first in Gor.
1 minute.
Right? Utnan. Cherme Koyhanim. The Cherme Koyhanim.
The Koyhan cannot sell it.
Oh, exactly. In Poydin Isam, you can redeem from the Koyhan. Ella. You know, I designate it. And now I don't want it to go into his possession. I want to keep it myself. So before now, we learned yesterday, 2 days ago, I forgot whatever it was, is that when you go and you give Cherme Koyhanim, it's temporarily stored in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Beis HaMikdash, then they award it to the Mishmar of Kohanim. So it goes through steps. It goes from a Yachid to the Beis HaMikdash, and then the Beis HaMikdash releases it to specific Kohanim. So now when it's in the Rishus of the Beis HaMikdash, maybe one can argue, you can redeem it now. Right?
Yeah.
Is that the verb? Yeah. You're redeeming it from, who are you redeeming it from? It's a very important thing. You have to appreciate that.
If you didn't have that step, then what?
Then, of course, you don't have. You can't redeem it. It's not yours to redeem. It belongs to someone else's private property.
So let's say I go over to the Kohen. I say, Mr. Kohen, can I give you $10,000 divided?
No, you can't. Exactly, you can't.
Exactly.
It's his property.
Exactly, so we would have to go through the step of the Beis HaMikdash, even if it's not. I understand, but even not with the Beis HaMikdash step, why would I think just because it's in the possession of the Beis HaMikdash, maybe there would be a Sadeh.
Right. Since there's a Seder, the Seder is that the Sadeh first goes to the Beis HaMikdash, and from the Beis HaMikdash, it goes to the Kohen. So while it's in holding, in escrow, in the Beis HaMikdash, maybe there's a possibility where the original owner can redeem it. Geula.
I can see that from the Gemara over here.
Tnan. Chemi kohanim ein poid masam ela noistim. Rather the Beis HaMikdash.
Exactly. The Gizbar. Exactly.
This is a very important yisoid. You can't go do himself mesach and himself aroch and learn about the sugya of chemi kohanim. Chemi kohanim has to go through an intermediate state. That you makdish it to the kohanim, but it first becomes the bear probably the Beis HaMikdash, and they in turn give it to the kohanim. So when it's in the rishus of the gizbar of the Beis HaMikdash, maybe we can argue that is going, we can redeem it.
But
a
discussion of pidyon from the kohen himself is not even up for discussion. Period.
Correct.
That zikha would not be like that.
Correct. Chermi kohanim in poydim osam el noisim kohen al mosus over here. Right. That's not a discussion.
Even is a meeting of the minds. Even if they both agree.
If they both agree. I don't know what the answer is. Maybe you are correct. Maybe once it gets into the possession of the Kohen, you can do whatever you want.
I mean, obviously...
Whatever you want. I'll buy it off him.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll make an offer he can't refuse. Do whatever you want. But when it's in the transition state between you and the Kohanim of that Mishmar, and it's in the Rishus of the Beis HaMikdash, which gives it a residual Kedusha, at that moment in time, there's not going to be a din. There's going to be... You're not allowed to redeem it. And the Beis HaMikdash is not allowed to sell it. Lo Yimocher is the sale of the Kohanim, but Lo Yigoel, it may not be redeemed by anyone, for that matter, the original owner. Alma, so what do you see? Lo Yimahane, it doesn't work. Why not? Just the Torah over here says, the Mishnah over here says that the Taka does not work. Alma Lo Yimahane. So the halacha over here is, the Torah says, do not redeem it, and do not sell it.
It's not the
Beis HaMikdash
to redeem. It's not, you know, if you would tell me that
Lemahani by the Kayin. It's very nice, but it's not in the possession. The Torah says it goes to the Kayin. So why would I, even according to Abai, who holds called Mr. Rahman Loyovid Mahani, over here there's no Havamina that should be Mahani. It's not
in their possession.
It's not a Shverkat in Abai. You hear my question?
No.
Not a Shverkat. Abai says, Kombos Rahman Loyovid Mahani, and over here you see Loy Mahani. You know why Loy Mahani over here? Because it didn't reach the possession of the Kayin. If it would have said,
no, who cares? Because
I cannot be a person who cannot be paid to something until it gets to the destination.
Why? No, that's not the way Chirim works. The way Chirim works is a two-step process.
Through the Beis HaMikdash. Hands.
So when it's in the possession of the Beis HaMikdash, the Torah says to the Beis HaMikdash, listen, you are temporary custodians of this property.
Right.
There's a Seder HaDevarim.
Right.
It went from the Balabayas, and it's going to ultimately reach the destination of the Kohen. But in the meantime, it's an intermediary state of going to the Beis HaMikdash.
Right.
So now the Torah says to the Beis HaMikdash, when it's in your possession, don't you dare. Lo yimocher v'lo yigoel. And now the Gizbar is in violation, and he does it. He sells it, or he allows the original owner to redeem it. So the question is, does the person who purchased it, does he get to keep it? And does the original owner get to keep it? So the Mishnah says, well, we don't know. If not for the Mishnah, we would say, oh, there's a machlekes Abaye and Rava. It's a machlekes, according to Abaye, komilsa de mechonu lesavid, yovid mahani, get to keep it. And according to Rava, loy mahani, you got to give it back. You have to give it back. So that's what we would suggest. Along comes the Mishnah, and then he says, no. Utan doesn't
know. It's not the Bedek Abayis property to sell. They don't have the shlita. They don't have the chaylus, because it was never meant to them in the first place. That's well. That's the only answer I'd want to give to Abaye.
No, that's okay, not the pshat.
I guess not.
It is in their rishus. It's fully in their rishus. This is the mistake people don't understand about Charamin.
Fully in their rishus.
You go with a son in this shoe. What does the Chayin say? It goes straight.
To the Kohen.
Chase quick pay.
Right.
Straight from my bank account to your bank account. Straight. No, I don't have a Chase account. Straight.
Okay,
no, no delay. No such thing. So what does who mean? The Gezeres HaKosov. Who is the Gezeres HaKosov that David Taka does not work? Ordinarily, Abaye would say, Avada, it works. Here we have a special Gezeres HaKosov, it's not going to work. First, the obvious next kasha. So what does Rava do? Gvaltik, Mamshir, genius. Rava, hi, hu, lamute, bachar. Who is teaching a bachar? In other words, the bachar, Yitak could sell. Now, who are you going to sell it to? So there's a very short Rashi here. So this Rashi is a Shas Rashi. Okay, you heard the Rashi before. You never learned to the Bukhar. If you don't know this Rashi, then you don't know. Then you can't learn Masechta Bukhar. So you don't know this Rashi. Divrei Torah. Ani Malkim Erav. You can't give this one a Bechina Masechta Bukhar. He tested on the Rashi Masechta Tamura on Daf Hei Amabeis. Everyone knows that. First line, right?
First, let's speak out what the Gemara is, the lima that the Gemara is talking about.
Rashi says, "B'chol gul is a very short Rashi." V'harav ha'yum lemute lemute b'chor. The Tanya, what's the limut? The b'chor ne'amar loy sifteh. It only says one expression: do not redeem. But it's a very complicated halacha. People have to know this halacha. But it says v'nim kar. It can be sold. V'nim kar who? I'm going to explain in one moment. B'maiser ne'amar, it says lo yigoel, which is basically the equivalent of loy sifteh, but by ma'aser it's mochamor ve'ein a nimkar. It cannot be redeemed, it cannot be sold, loy chay v'loy shochut, v'loy tam v'loy balmum. And let me explain. Let's go to a bechor. Let's go in small baby steps. By a bechor. A bechor you give to the kohen. And bechor has kedusha. Now the bechor has full-fledged kedusha. Right? What's the kedusha of the bechor? Well, when it's a tam, it's meant to be offered as a korban in the mizbeach. Let's say it's a baal mum, it develops a blemish. It retains residual kedusha. What? You're not allowed to work with it, and you're not allowed to share its wool. The only thing you can do with the bechor baal mum is who eats it? Who gets it? The kohen gets it. Correct? The Kohen gets it. You give the Bechor Baal Mum to the Kohen.
Either the Kohen shechs and eats it himself, or he puts it on his bech and shechs and eats it from the
exactly. Let us say the Kohen decides to make everything.
And the practical difference is he doesn't have to go through the whole mizbech procedure, whatever that would be by a Bechor.
He gets a blemish. There's no Kedusha. But there is Kedusha, Binogeya, you cannot work with it, and you cannot share its wool. That Kedusha remains. Now, let's say the Bechor is that the Kohen is a very smart fellow, and he says, you know what? It has a blemish, and I can't work with it. I can't share its wool. What a shame! I want to work with it. So you know what? I'm going to redeem it. I'm going to take its kedusha and put the kedusha on cash, and I'll take the cash, and the cash will go to the Beis Hamikdash or into the garbage, or into the Yam Melech, and I will now be able to work with the bukhar. Now I'll do that. Let's say the Kohen says, you know what?
Does it anyway.
Well, you know what? Let me sell it. It's a Bechor. I got it. But once I got it, I now want to sell it to you, or Yisrael. I want to sell it to you. You can do it. You can do it.
So that's exactly the question?
A Bechor that comes into the possession of a Kohen that has a blemish, a Kohen is allowed to sell. But he's not allowed to redeem. The buyer of the Bechor is not allowed to work with it, not allowed to use its wool.
Amen.